The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. This month of April is, among other things, Cancer Prevention and Early Detection Month. Are you up to date on all of your cancer screenings? And if your answer is, I don't know, you're not alone. There's a new survey that shows that many of us are behind on routine cancer screenings compared to a year ago. Joining us right now to talk more about the importance of these screenings and how to get up to date and caught up, the CEO of the Prevent Cancer Foundation, Jody Hoyos. Jody, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. Let's talk about this survey. What does it tell us about cancer screenings here in the U.S.?
Well, unfortunately, our annual Prevent Cancer Foundation's Early Detection Survey found that almost 7 out of every 10 of us are behind on at least one routine cancer screening. So basically what that means is that 7 out of every 10 of us are missing an opportunity to prevent a cancer in its entirety, which is what some screenings can do, or to detect it early when you have more treatment options available, potentially less invasive treatment options available to you, and really have the best chance at a healthy, long, thriving life. So we want to make sure and change that.
Well, screenings are so important. We have more screenings, it seems, now than ever before, and with a great deal of accuracy, too, right?
That's right. That's right. We do. And, you know, that the number of screenings, believe it or not, it's still relatively small compared to the number of cancers that there are. So when we think about cancer, and, you know, we think about the cure for cancer, there are, in fact, hundreds of types of cancers. We have routine screenings for some of those cancers, and those are the ones that are the most common at the population level, and they are accurate tests. It's just hard to keep up with. So, you know, they change, the guidelines change as they should, but it is no fault of people that they can't keep up with all of the changing guidelines and what they need to do. So we do have some great resources available to help people know what they need to do and when.
Definitely want to talk about that. Well, let's talk about why people aren't getting screened. Is there any one thing that came through your survey that explained maybe why people are not up to date on their screenings?
There are a few things that why people aren't getting screened. So a top reason reported for people why they're behind on screening is simply they didn't know they needed to be screened. So it goes back to that awareness issue again. You know, another issue that comes across loud and clear is that people don't only need to know when they need to be screened and what screenings they need, but why. So what am I putting myself through this for? Why should I schedule it? Why am I making the time for it? And that part about once they understand how much early detection can help help them in their lives and help ensure that they can have these long, great lives, it helps encourage the scheduling of the screening.
Family history plays into this too, doesn't it?
It sure does. So, you know, if people have a family history of cancer and they have access to that information or they can get access to that information, they should. You want to talk to your provider about what that means for when you should start the different screenings and how frequently you should get them. There's a misconception, though. So another point revealed in our survey is that the second most common reason people cited for not getting their screenings is that they don't have a family history. So the reality is that most people who get a cancer diagnosis don't have a family history of cancer. About 5 to 10% of cancers are hereditary. So what we want to make sure people know is that everyone needs to get their routine screenings regardless of their family history.
We're talking with Jody Hoyos, CEO of the Prevent Cancer Foundation. What can we do to encourage more people to schedule their cancer screenings or even just get to the doctor for a routine appointment?
Yes, it's a great question. And exactly what we're doing here today and talking about it is a big step. I mean, it is clear from the survey that there's consensus. What people say is they need to be reminded, and we need to make appointment scheduling easy. So remind your friends, remind your family, use the channels you have to make sure that people know what they need to be doing. And then providers' offices should be sending text, email, phone call reminders, and that's not really happening across the board. And the ability to make sure that people can make that appointment scheduling easy.
You mentioned some resources for people to find out more about making a screening plan. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. We wanted to make sure that we created resources that were easy to use. As you know, you mentioned there's more screenings available, and it's a lot to keep track of. So we do have a really handy chart that you can print out and put on a refrigerator, put it on the counter, bring it to work with you, that gives you the screenings you need at every age in one place. We also have a list of free and low-cost screening locations and a tool where people can create a personalized screening plan. And you don't have to give your personal information like email address to do that, but you can just based on your age and your gender, put in that information and find out what screenings are right for you. So you can print it out and bring it with you to your provider's office. And that's all on preventcancer.org.
Preventcancer.org, a good place to go. Jody, thanks so much for the information. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.